turning to sports on KNKX. As spring training gets underway for the Mariners and other teams in Major League Baseball, there is a lot of anger being directed at the Houston Astros. They were found to have cheated by using technology to steal pitching signs. This happened throughout the 2017 season when they won the World Series and in the 2018 season. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel talked about the fallout from the scandal. Art, we talked about the scandal a few weeks ago, but more has happened since then, and you have more you want to say on this issue, including the fact that this has pitted player versus player. That's unusual.
This is really strange, because typically it's owners versus players, or, you know, maybe team versus team or something, but there are so many premier Major League Baseball players upset with the Astros, and they're saying so publicly. I've never seen this before in sports, but this cheating thing has really irked Major League Baseball players, up to and including the best player in the game, Mike Trout of the Angels, who ripped the Astros this week at spring training for cheating this long and wanted these players punished. And that's, of course, the hot button issue, is that they were given immunity in exchange for information. They're still struggling with this right now, but I think the biggest thing is that baseball has got to come to grips with this.
One of the aspects of the scandal that's keeping it in the news involves the role that technology has played.
Right. Technology, as it has with every other endeavor, industry, business, has greatly changed how we do things. And baseball certainly is right there. This technology is a very cool tool because you're getting lots of video information. You're getting a lot of analytical data that helps make pitchers more efficient and helps make hitters more efficient. The problem is unintended consequences. No one was thinking about using this video technology as a cheating device. Well, that's what baseball is dealing with right now. They need to come up with some kind of legislation to stop what's going on. And there's an interesting quote this week in a story in the Athletic website. The Royals general manager, Dayton Moore, was asked what has changed. And he said, 10 years ago, when I had an all-hands meeting prior to spring training where we talk, you know, mission and values and all of that, I could look around the room and see everyone in the room, and I knew what their job was. Now, I can't. I thought that was a remarkable revelation.
Right.
And the general managers really are employing people, and they don't understand their tasks.
Wow. Well, The Athletic also talked with Mariners GM Jerry DePoto. What did he have to say on this?
Yeah, Jerry was answering the question about, would you know if your team cheated? And DePoto said, well, yeah, I think so. But he ultimately said what all the other guys said, you know, I can't be sure.
And he's a data guy.
I know. Yeah. I mean, he was a former major league pitcher who made the transition into analytics and understands it very well and uses it a lot. But there are elements of the game now that he can't say for sure exactly how and why they're happening. He's just hoping everybody's on their best behavior, and maybe that's not the case.
And you're saying that baseball needs to rein this in and regulate it and maybe get some legislation passed. Will there be any changes that fans will be able to tell this season?
As we speak, the commissioner's office and ownership and the union are meeting to try to codify rules that would prevent this from happening, and if rules are violated, there would be punishments for the individual players who were caught. I think they want to try to get it ready for the 2020 season, but certainly for the future, it's way overdue in baseball, as it is in social media and many other endeavors, to put up some guardrails to keep things going forward.
And right now, just a lot of bitterness and bad blood.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like this, and baseball's embarrassed. It's hurt. It's damaged. They got to get it fixed fast.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.